passing through the street of blood. And it came to pass that the sun went down, and it grew dark. And behold, there was a smoking furnace, and a fiery torch, which passed through between those pieces. Genesis 15, verse 17. A miracle that transcended any possible calculation was shown in the fact that Abraham had seen the street of blood forsaken for hours, though he had prepared it upon God's command. The expectation had been that there would be two to pass through the street of blood, but the one, who indeed had been the first by giving the command to arrange the ceremony, did not come. Until the evening finally came. Then the other came, the first one, the other partner. For indeed, as long as it was very hot during the day, the Lord had left the street of blood untrod. But when Abraham had shown that he still trusted the Lord upon his word, during many long hours, by chasing away the predatory birds, and in essence by being prepared on this day of terror and confrontation with death to become father of the believers, the Lord himself yet came in the evening. Did the miracle then come to pass that not only Abraham, but also the Lord would pass through this street? Did that not seem to be the evangelical miracle? For would not all the prophecy that had come out of Abraham's own pious heart have considered, and indeed have said, "Oh, what a great mercy that the Lord is also willing to pass through the street of blood"? For he will never break the covenant. The Lord also? Indeed, that would have been the most incomprehensible, yet final thought of Abraham. Also he? But the thoughts of the Lord God reached further than the horizon of Abraham. He was piling up miracle upon miracle. For not only did he not allow Abraham to pass through the street of blood by himself, he would do yet an even stranger thing. After this, he would throw Abraham to the side, and he, only he, would pass through the street of blood. Also he? No, only he. Observe and listen now. When the evening came, a deep sleep fell upon Abraham. Was he tired? It is possible. However, this is certain. God caused his servant to fall asleep. As far as Abraham was concerned, he would have protected the street of blood, also at night, from the wild beasts. He would have persevered in this even more than his orphaned daughter Rizpah later did, when she watched and protected seven dead bodies from birds of prey. But it was God himself who put Abraham to sleep. The Lord was preparing an act of revelation. For this reason he threw his friend aside, and did so with a double purpose. In the first place, Abraham's own activity had to be eliminated at this time. And in the second place, he had to be so absorbed by the images of revelation which God caused to pass by his eyes, that he only had eyes for the visions, and only ears for the words of the Lord his God. Thus, these are the totally new contents of revelation, which God laid in the ancient customs of familiar covenantal proceedings. No heathen nation would have known such a thing, though they would have been long familiar with the ceremony of the street of blood. For that the holy God, who can never lie, would all by himself pass through the street of blood, as indeed happened here as a sign of theophany, by a column of fire, surrounded by smoke, is the revelation of that entirely unique character of the covenant of grace, which at this time began a new phase with Abraham. By this, God the Lord tells us that in the continuation of the covenant, he indeed maintains two parties, but that in its origin, in its foundation, he leaves it completely dependent on his own purely unilateral providence. When he revealed the covenant for the first time in paradise, and when he, as here, gives it a new face, it always depends on his sovereign unilateral will. And for this reason he throws the worker into the dust and says, "I do it by myself." Thus no flesh can boast before him. not out of works. This is the sovereign power of God in its transparent glory, but it is at the same time complete grace of God in its goodness coming down to us. For now that the one party who does sin did not go through the street of blood, but the other one who would never sin passed through it and took the punishment of the breach of the covenant upon himself, now the miracle has been doubled. Here there is communion of the Creator with the created being, of the faithful one with the unfaithful one. Yet it was established by substitution. For the faithful one, who can break down the unfaithful one, takes the breach upon himself and guarantees the wrath concerning the breach of the covenant by suffering for it himself. And again we look at Golgotha, for there this prophecy has been fulfilled before our eyes. The street of blood was prepared, the complete seriousness of the covenant. The street of blood was forsaken, the complete terror of the covenant. The street of blood was passed through, the complete comfort of the covenant. Ah, Golgotha,